Okay, I'm back. Segment four. Thank you again for joining us. If you're just joining to listen to the fourth segment, go back to one and listen to one, two, three, and four. That way it's going to make more sense to you. Clarity Radio is a private radio program, and we do this out of the goodness of our hearts. It's volunteer. No one's making any money here. I've been like this for years. Many of you have been listening to me 16, 20 years. I've been here for a long time. And I have people that came and saw me recently and they said, yeah, I saw you 16 years ago. I've got people still coming back to see me because they know that there's something about me they don't understand, but they love who I am and they feel safe. And so when it comes to safety and the future, in this incarnation, I worked extremely hard to look after my health, to make sure that I don't die prematurely, and make sure that certain individuals who have taken my life in other incarnations do not have the same luxury of doing that again. Then as I die, so do many of my clients, because the software program was programmed by the dark for them to go through terrible, terrible, terrible events, and it was not even their own karma. So for those of you who I did this to you, where I allowed myself to be killed, just know this time it's different. You guys can feel that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got Ashley here, and I've got, they're crying. They know that it's true. I've had the death experience already, so I know what it's like to die. But I don't want to end up dying and being in a room full of people that I don't even know. Hey, why are you here for? You know, I don't want to have that experience too soon. And, you know, I don't want to go in front of the spiritual council and say, I don't like it here. I don't want to be here. Then they're saying, go back. This time I'm really committed because I know through a real life experience that I had that there truly is a council and the council's working through me and working to protect so many others on this planet. Part of your responsibility, knowing that this is what I'm doing for you, the ones of the light, you have to really, really appreciate this more because the light has done something really wonderful for you. I can't talk about it privately, I can tell you, but it's really good for the light. And so you need to embrace this and say, how can I help? How can I help Brian? And I'm looking for someone who has the ability to produce a TV show. I'm looking for that now. If you've got a friend, you got a director, you got somebody, I'm asking you to help me. But really do it. Because I'm doing my job to help you. So you do your job and help me. That's what I'm asking. Many of you have children that are 4 years old, 5 years old. If you're going to make a decision in reference to the vaccine, wait 5 days. And the way that you decide whether or not you take the vaccine is you get a feel. You got to wait for this special feeling. And the feeling will say, take the vaccine. And when you get that feeling, it's like you're not going to be worried about anything. Is that true, Ashley?
Yeah.
Janet?
Mm-hmm.
Because you both got the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You knew on that day it was right. Well, Ashley, you were not true.
Yeah.
You were crying. You were scared.
I was scared, yeah.
Yeah. And you had to call me within 17 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was freaking out because I was thinking that you weren't going to call me. Then you called me. Then we dealt with the issue.
Yeah. I was terrified.
Yeah, yeah. You were.
I really was, yeah.
Yeah, you were really terrified. But the thing is, because we did another broadcast not long ago, where you died.
Yeah.
And that's what you were afraid of.
Yeah, exactly. That was, I don't know, I was so fearful. I was like, I don't want to go through this again.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then you're not dying.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a second dose. Do you have a second dose to go through?
Yes, I haven't done it yet.
That's right. So we'll do the same thing. And nothing's going to happen to you. Whatever goes on you is going to come off you. Janet, you've got a second dose still to go?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't worry either. But you just listen to me. If I say call back in 30 minutes or whatever, you do it. Like, I mean,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I will stop what I'm doing. I will do it on the spot. Okay, so it's all set up nicely for me to help both of you. And it's going to be set up very, very shortly for me to get rid of all this baggage of depression, the rape, car accidents for both of you. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. Both of you are, you're members of the Light Soul Pool. Okay? That allows me to help you. Okay? Many people who are of the dark, I can't help them, but some I can. Because they're in the dark, not because of anything malicious. It's because they took the stupid pill and they forgave someone.
Yeah.
Or they accepted the eye for eye. So those people I can help. But people who are like really, really dark, malicious dark, I can't help. There is something called an evil soul pool. If they're evil, I cannot help. There's no way they will end up going through the karma. And those are the worst to deal with, ones that are evil, because they have no conscience. They don't care. They don't care what they do. And it's sad. It's sad that these people are out there. And what's really sad about these people is that if I say these are the eight people, no one would ever believe me because they look like very good abiding citizens. The profile, the image that they all have is so good, but in the spirit realm, as they work 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning doing their thing, and sending bad energy to people, people would not know that this person would be doing this.
Yeah.
So they got everyone fooled except for me. Okay? So life is going to get better for both of you. Okay?
That's so great.
And life is going to get better for your dog. You're saying something about your dog.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys, I give my dog the digestives because she's 17. And she was really struggling with yucky gut, wasn't feeling well. And there's a few times I actually thought we were losing her.
Yeah.
You know, she's going up and down. And I'm sure she's got her issues. But giving her these digestives, a good portion of the time, she acts like a puppy.
No, they work. I mean,
yeah, they really work.
Like I said, folks, this is the one product, and I'm being very truthful. If you have a pendulum, and I know some people who have a very good skill gift with the pendulum, discern if the BioClear enzymes is the number one enzyme in the world for detoxifying your body. And the reason why you take it every day is to detoxify, because that's what I've learned. On a personal level, that's why I take it. So, you know, just trust and go to our website, our BioClear website, and order. And this is also going to help me raise money so I can do other things to help 7 billion people, including our research. So please, I'm asking you to help. Give back. So here's the thing. When we talk about software, now when you take a look at these birds that are found in England, let's say there's 1,000 birds. They're flying, but they're all flying in the same direction in harmony. How are they doing this? Are they all talking? Okay, nah, everybody turn left. I mean, that's not what's going on. Okay. Are they saying, okay, everybody dive? Okay. Folks, we've got Prince Charles out there. Okay, move to the right quick. Go up quick. And go over his head quick. I mean, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. How it works is software. It's programmed. They're all programmed. They're part of the Matrix program software. And through the software, all the birds are programmed to behave and move in the same direction. That's how it works. Because scientifically, the movement that's required so quick, they don't have time to receive the information, process the information. You got to think about it. It's impossible. The only answer is that there is a software program that dictates their movement, just like there is a software program that dictates our behavior, the actual decisions that we make, how long we live, what type of disease, belief programs, core belief programs, past life programs, and information on our original, our parallel universe, and what we're going to experience in the Matrix. So I need you to think about this as we go to our next break. And listen to this broadcast. You may have to listen to it 10 times. You're going to learn something new each time. So, my name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio, October 28th, year 2021, and we'll be right back.
that oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time.
Okay, we're back. So, what does the father want me to say? Hang on. Can you hang on for 1 second? There's something I gotta look at. Hang on. So, Janet, you were also abused sexually by your biological father in the 100% free will.
Wow.
What do you feel when I say that?
Just wow.
And it may have been someone else, not necessarily the same person in this incarnation, which he says it is. It's different. So both of you have sexual abuse issues, but one of the things you both did, you blame God for it.
Wow.
This is where I'm going with this.
Wow.
And I need to understand, why would you blame God? Because in order for me to help you, you know, we can't sit back and have that in your file.
When you just said that, my immediate thought was because of the church.
Okay.
I think it's because I was associating God with the church, and then I felt, like, betrayed.
Right. And God's not in the church.
No.
I know that. I've discerned that many times. Because if God was in the church, all those abuses throughout history would not have
happened.
So the true creator is not there.
Yeah.
Okay? What's your take on this, Janet?
I think initially I felt, when you first said it, my thought was I must be really blocking that because I didn't feel it till now.
You were blocked. You're saying you were blocked. Okay. It's an important statement. Okay, so you're both crying again because I've hit the nerve button, okay? Which is good because I just need to know how to prepare myself to help both of you so we can lift everything off you. Then I have to change the files and I have to change the software program for both of you, okay? Which I'll be able to do for you. Hang on. It's exactly right. It's the church because the church came out and expressed themselves that they truly are the only true church that they represent God. And that's not the case. So what you need to also be free of all the oaths that you made to the church, because that's part of your software programming, and we have to deprogram that and get that out of your system. And what we're also going to do is program you so when you cross over and you go into another original incarnation, that you are programmed not to accept that, that you have intuition to stay away. You don't do any confessions, okay?
Yep.
You know, you stay away and you keep your family away, okay? This is how you can break away, you know. It's sad. And if people really understood really what goes on in the spirit realm, oh my God, what the dark is doing. If they really understood that, they wouldn't step foot in the church. But some of them can't help it because they made all these oaths and everything else in the original universe.
Yeah.
And so like they're forced to step into the church. And if they don't step into the church, they get sick.
Right.
Okay? And if they don't give all their money to the church, they get sick. There's a lot of that I see going on.
Wow.
And so this is the reality. Again, we're all led to believe that there's no other incarnation. That is only in place so they can get away with what they're doing. And I don't say the whole Catholic Church because there's a lot of good Catholics, but most of them are in bondage.
Yeah.
And they have stuff on them, a program that says that they're not allowed to believe in me or trust me. And if they do, something happens to them. So, but the council is looking after that. So it's going to be a situation where we may have to do more than one session, but it doesn't matter what it is. We're going to get you both free. Because, Janet, you were helped as a result of you being helped with the vaccine. You were able to keep your job.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah, you were
so grateful.
Yeah, and you being helped, you're able to go to your university. Now, can you imagine, just think for a moment, that if the big boss upstairs was not working through me and you didn't get the vaccine help, okay? You didn't get the vaccine because both of you would not have taken, you would not have taken the vaccine.
Nope.
So, Janet, you would have lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere special here. You would have been kicked out of university, likely. Okay? So keep that in mind. And then you've got the suicide program. Janet, you got the suicide program. You see where I'm going with this? This is how the dark works. So this whole COVID worldwide is a battle between evil and good. And at the end of the day, the good will win. Okay? And folks, I know a lot of you are worried about this, but the good will win. Something will happen where you don't have to worry about taking the vaccine. The whole planet, the rest of you unvaccinated. And you just got to trust. But what I need you to do, I need all of you to do, worldwide, I need you to stop protesting. And I need you to stop spreading conspiracy theories. Those are the two things I need you to do. And you lift your attitude, that bad attitude, get rid of it. Don't take it with you anywhere. And for those of you who are asked by restaurants if you've been vaccinated or anyone, don't give them a hard time. We're all in this together and do not threaten anybody. If you threaten somebody, the software program of the Matrix will go against you. There is a set of laws for man, and there is a set of laws for God, the Matrix. The law of the matrix is the one that you should be mostly fearful of. The laws of man is basically a walk in the park. I'm trying to help you here. Don't do anything stupid. If you want to make me laugh, tell me you're untouchable. You're going to make me laugh. You want to make God laugh? Say to God, you're untouchable because I am the extension of the spiritual council. I know what they will do. And they will do it. They will do it to me too. If I walk around with an untouchable attitude, they're going to fix me real quick. So we're all in this together. It doesn't matter how weak you are. It doesn't matter how powerful you are. Everyone's touchable when it comes to the light. And don't do anything malicious to anyone. That's how you get karma. And eventually you will pay that karmic debt. You will not escape from it. And all of you who are facing the threat of suicide, do not commit suicide. I'm asking you, do not, under any circumstances, commit suicide. Under any circumstances, do not commit suicide. So we're going to say goodbye. Okay, I'd like to thank both of you for joining us, Ashley and Janet. And we're going to have you back real soon after your healing. And then you can tell the story of how you have recovered fully from the threat, the dark side of the matrix. Okay? And we're going to get you both fixed up. And you're going to give other people hope to believe that it's possible that they may be healed too. So, both of you, thank you.
Thank you.
And my name's Brian, and thanks for joining us. Thank you very much.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.